We're not going too far back with the unofficial history of Perth today. You know what this format is. We don't tell you what went on. You tell us what went on. And today we're talking about the big day out. Who did you see? We're constructing the unofficial history of the Perth big day out today. And I'd love to hear from those of you who went. What year did you go? Who headlined? Maybe you played at it. Bands like UMI, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Sonic Youth and Iggy Pop played. Remember this band? The music drew the punters in, but the day itself had a lot to offer. There were rides, there were skate ramps, there was lots of beer. It set the agenda for musical festivals in this country. Kevin Mitchell should know, because I think he played with Jebediah five times at the big day out in Perth. He's on the line from Melbourne. Kevin, g'day to you.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
Look, it's lovely to talk to you. Can you take me back to your memories of those times?
Well, yeah, for me, I guess it all started, the first big day out that I ever went to was at Fremantle Oval, as you mentioned earlier, in 1995. It was the first time I ever went as a punter. So I just finished high school, year 12, and I was, you know, the big day out was a big part of what encapsulated the entire music culture that I was just completely absorbed and obsessed with, listening to Triple J, going to the big day out, seeing all these bands that, particularly overseas bands, but also the Australian bands that were becoming huge as well. Like UMI played at the first one that I saw.
Yes.
Silverchair were there as well. And it was like an incredible, eye-opening, kind of overwhelming experience, but also a real feeling of like, okay, this is where I belong, and also aspirational from a musician's point of view.
That's what I wanted to know, because you must have been this young fella looking at them, looking at your heroes and thinking, what? I want to be up there.
Yeah. Well, it just, to me and to the other guys in Jebediah, we were all around the same age. The big day out to us became like the Holy Grail. It was like, if we ever got to play at the big day out, then all our dreams have come true. And I know that sounds, in hindsight, that might sound a little bit hard to believe.
No, that sounds like you talking about what it meant at the time.
Absolutely true. And so it blows my tiny mind that within 2 years of that big day out, we were playing on the local stage of the Perth big day out right at the end of the night. We were on the same time as the Prodigy, from memory.
Yeah.
So we had very limited expectations about who was going to be there. Sometimes when you're playing the local stage, it can be more beneficial to play earlier than to play later, you know, because the competition may not be.
The competition's pretty intense if the Prodigy are on the other stage. Kevin Mitchell from Jebediah, a.k.a. Bob Evans, is my guest this afternoon. Why are we talking to Kevin? The unofficial history of Perth is looking at the history of the big day out. There were 21 of them. It began at Fremantle. It finished rather sadly at Joondalup in 2014. And, Kev, do you remember thinking, we just want to play as well as we can, or we think this is an opportunity to find instant fame, that thousands and thousands of people who may not know us will go home tonight saying, how good a Jebediah?
I think that first time we played it, I think it was like sorry to make a sporting analogy here, but I felt like we have just made it into the grand final and doesn't matter what happens, we're just going to concentrate on having as much fun as possible and just absolutely enjoying this as much as we can. And I remember we played to a huge crowd. We were blown away by how many people were there. And at the end of the set, Chris, the guitarist, and I both stage dived into the crowd. I think we gave it everything, not for any other reason than because it was like, you know, we'd we got let into this party.
Of course.
You know, so we still felt like we were too young or too, you know, shouldn't be at, you know.
I know. But you're also in an industry where, in hindsight, you'd probably think, gee, it would be quite nice if we could just sort of spread out some of these incredible moments through the years rather than have so many when you're so young. But you would probably fit into the 0.00001% of people in the world who have stage dived into an adoring crowd.
Yeah, that's true. Did it quite a lot in the early days, but gave it up pretty soon after that, I must admit.
Did you rub shoulders with, have conversations with some great people, some great bands?
Well, we did. And that very first 96 one we played at was an interesting one. 97. It was 1997. It was an interesting one because, now, we played the local stage, as I said, and we didn't have access to the main stage. So we were only allowed in our little area. So I didn't rub shoulders with anybody at that gig. But on that same weekend or the same week, we were also the opening act for UMI and Soundgarden playing at Challenge Stadium. It might have even been the next day or it was around about the same time. And that was when we also found out that the police had raided backstage, behind the main stage at that Perth Big Day Out, found stuff. I don't know what they found.
What were they looking for, Kevin?
I don't know. I believe they may have found marijuana.
Yeah.
And it actually caused the Big Day Out to take a year off the following summer. So there was no Big Day Out in 1998 because of that, because of the fallout from that. But yeah, so we played with UMI and Soundgarden the next day, and we already sort of were starting to become friends with UMI at that point, which was a massive thrill because they were just heroes of mine.
Yeah.
But yes, I did rub shoulders with Kim Tile from Soundgarden. I smiled and said hello, and he just looked at me as if I was speaking an alien language and kept walking. That's all he needed. He didn't even say hi back.
Yeah, so, well, this is what happens with you rock stars and us ordinary fans. I'm going to leave it there for now, Kevin. Thank you so much, Kevin Mitchell from Jebediah. We're going to have lots of calls on this. We want to sprinkle them delicately throughout the show. Hi, Kate.
Oh, Jeff, how are you going?
Can you top some of these stories?
Well, I went to the first one, 92. I remember it was like a pilgrimage for all my mates. Like, there was about 15 of us.
Yeah.
It was a massive exercise. But interesting, Kevin said earlier that it was like it was a sense of freedom and that something had changed. And I think we all felt like that. We were just like, oh my God, why hasn't this ever happened before?
Fantastic.
So it was, yeah.
Look, so you saw Nirvana.
I saw Nirvana. My brother still is killed with jealousy. He lives in San Francisco up his because I don't live there, but I've topped him in my lifetime. Yeah, it was great. Look, Björk was great. Smashing Pumpkins. I could just go on. It was just formative. I think I spent hundreds of dollars on CDs the day after.
I love the way you said it was formative. That's why these things matter. Man, I know you think I might be extrapolating to other things, but these things matter so much at a certain age. And I think there's a mum that's been in touch with us to say she feels really bad about the fact that she didn't let her 13-year-old son go and see Nirvana and thought it was particularly cruel. Peter says, at the Fremantle Big Day Out, I managed to elicit a reaction from Iggy Pop. I'd been drenched by water cannons. My straw hat was destroyed. I hurled it frisbee style at Iggy. It was heavy with water. I actually reached and just missed him, drawing the response. This is the Wild West. Peter, thank you. The unofficial history of Perth is looking at your memories of the Big Day Out.